Welcome to African Markets Daily with Thekiso and Thinili Fifi, your daily financial and business news update from around the continent.
Hello, it is a new week. It is Monday the 5th of October and these are some of your top business and financial news from around the continent. Starting in Nigeria, Chevron Nigeria plans to cut 25% of its local workforce to reduce costs due to the demand for oil in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic. The company, which operates a joint venture with Nigeria's state-owned NNPC, says it needs to make adjustments to remain competitive in light of the prevailing business climate. The company says staff reduction will affect workers from all across its operations. Oil prices, Nigeria's main export, fell sharply early this year, and in April, global demand for Brent crude hit a 21-year low, below $16 a barrel, as the corona outbreak hit demand, though oil markets have recovered since then. Central Bank of Kenya has dismissed fears of manipulation of Kenya's shillings amid ongoing talks for a bilateral trade agreement between the United States and Nairobi. The CBK Governor Patrick Njoroge says Kenya does not and will not manipulate the shilling for competitive gain, and hence such concerns are misplaced. The comments were triggered by the US seeking an undertaking that Kenya will let market forces influence the rate of exchange for the currency to the dollar as part of the trade agreement. Ethiopian Airways Group is willing to provide planes, pilots and maintenance services to the beleaguered rival South African Airways as part of a joint venture. Ethiopian Airways CEO Tawalter Gebremariam told Bloomberg that the carrier is not interested in helping with debt repayments or costs of reducing the workforce. The South African government is in need of more than 10 billion rand to resuscitate the airline that's been in bankruptcy protection since December of last year. The cash is needed in part for ticket refunds, severance packages for almost 4,000 workers who agreed to leave as part of a rescue plan put together by administrators and backed by labor groups. And still in South Africa, condition in South Africa's private sector improved in September to the best levels in almost a year as lockdown restrictions eased. The latest IHS Markit SA Purchasing Managers Index, the PMI, an economy-wide gauge business conditions, reached 49.4 index points, its highest level since October of last year. The PMI, an indicator of private sector business performance that surveys about 400 private sector companies across the economy, has however remained below the 50 mark, a sign of contraction for 17 consecutive months. And finishing off in Kenya, the private sector that side jumped to a 29-month high in September, lifted by a rise in local and foreign consumer demand following a gradual reopening of the economy in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic. The market's 10 Big Bang Kenya's Purchasing Managers Index increased to 56.3 index points in September from 53 a month earlier. That's the highest level since April of 2018. The activity was boosted by the resumption of international flights from August the 1st, which increased cargo capacity for Kenya's fresh produce exports, especially to Europe and the Middle East. Thank you so much for listening. Remember to subscribe, rate and review us. It really does make a difference. And just follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Remember, it is African Markets Daily. Cheers.